Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But joining us now to talk about the Orioles, and he was at Mike Elias' season-ending press conference. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Steve Molesky. Steve, how you feeling today?
I am feeling good. It's a beautiful day, and you just depressed me, reminding me there's no Oriole game tonight, though.
Well, there's always an Oriole game if you go to YouTube. They got every Oriole World Series win out there for you to watch at your disposal. But you interesting takeaways as you saw it from Mike Elias on Monday, and we're going to get to the managerial stuff where he mentioned Katie Griggs by name as possibly having a role, or will have a role, it looks like, in this search.
He did. Now, in the final analysis, my guess, Bob, and it's only a guess because the Orioles don't let the media inside their world of how they do business, my guess is he's going to make that decision. He may seek input from numerous people within the organization and maybe even outside of it, but it'll be his call.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Steve, and great chatting with you as always. You know, we were just discussing this about the managerial opening, so to speak, you know, and for me, there's three different angles they can go, right? You go after a veteran that's been there and done that. You get the new up-and-comer, or you stay with the guy that finished the season in Tony Manziel. And I got to say, Steve, I have reservations that the Orioles would go to a veteran guy because of just how the game has changed. And I think an older veteran manager would want a little bit more autonomy, which I don't know would be the case. So that leaves the other two options. And unless you think of veterans in play here, I'm curious on where you think the Orioles could go. Cause I think there's a legit chance here that Tony Manziel could retain the job in 2026.
Well, he did a nice job and he's obviously going to be considered. And so, Ryan, I think they take candidates from each bucket you mentioned. The veteran guy, maybe Bob Melvin wants to talk. Is there a young up-and-comer who's not a manager yet, the Ryan Flaherty types of the world? And, you know, maybe they go in all those buckets, because why leave a stone unturned here? Who knows what that guy's going to say in an interview? Might blow you away. And so there's a school of thought amongst Birdland. Hey, we got to get an experienced guy who's won in October. Okay, I could be down with that. But if one of these young guys might be the guy, I mean, Brandon Hyde wasn't that well known when they hired him, and he took him to the AL East title. So you have to, I think now is their chance to spend the next few weeks or a month or whatever it takes to turn over all these stones and see who's going to be the best guy when that, all that process is over.
For sure. And I would think, though, you know, for respect for Tony Manziel, that he'll probably get an idea, you know, within this next few weeks to a month if he's going to be in this consideration, right? But with some of those names and with the playoffs going on, you know, time, you know, you might have to wait for an opportunity here. But with other seasons continuing on in the postseason, the Orioles season is over, Steve, and I apologize again for the reminder. But the Orioles can take a moment here to now take a step back and really reflect. So I would like to ask you, Steve, as we're reflecting on this season, let's start with one positive that you really thought that the Orioles was a silver lining in such a disappointing year. And then what to you is one of the most glaring weaknesses that they still need to look at very deeply as we move into the offseason?
All right, I'll give you a positive, and it's not necessarily on the major league roster, but I think it's the high-level minor league pitching. And I've been citing the Bowie staff all year. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, a couple of those guys like Trey Gibson, Levi Wells, Nestor Herman got to AAA. They didn't light it up, but they're going to, I think. And I'm a big believer in some of these arms. I think there's really legitimate depth that can pitch in the majors that'll impact the Orioles roster maybe mid to late next year, if not sooner. So that was a positive. It was a positive seeing, you know, Beavers and Basayo come up and hold their own. You know, for me, Ryan, I think a negative, I think the Orioles just have to look at how they do business. They put their foot. They shot themselves in the foot on a couple things this year. When you dismiss your manager, the general manager's got to talk that day to the media. And you know, to promote Mike Elias and tell us 6 months later, and they didn't tell us, it got found out by the media, that's not the way to do business.
Yeah.
And so I think the Orioles need to get in the boardroom with all their higher-ups and say, are we doing this right? Because somebody needs to say, you know what, we're not. And I'll expand that to the clubhouse. As a media guy, I was a little disappointed that there weren't as many players available this year. And for me, Ryan, that's a telltale sign of a club that might have some issues if some guys are not willing to do the media. And I'll say this for the Orioles clubhouse. It's a great group of guys, mm-hmm. and they're available a lot, but I wish it was more. And so I do think the criticisms I'm making is not about their hitting approach or their coaching staff. It's a little couple things how they did business this year, I think, bit the club.
Yeah, I mean, to continue on with that, I think that is something that we don't talk about enough is, you know, the transparency. Clubs have the right to make sure that they need to keep things in-house and be able to do what they think can give them an advantage or make them feel a little bit more secure. But I'm with you, Steve. I think that we saw that. I know we can look at the record for the Orioles as a reason for the attendance dropping off for this year, but I think another combination is that there's more worrisome with the fan base that I've heard in years during this good run, and I think it has to kind of do with that. Would you agree that could play into what has been a frustrating year for fans for different reasons besides the impact on the field?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and I mean, that transparency we talk about helps with the fan base. They just want to know, why are you raising my tickets? What do I do now? What's my best play? You got to be very, very open and honest about all this. And you know, I've told the Orioles when they ask that I think Mike Elias should talk less, more, not less. I think when he talks, he makes a lot of sense. He's intelligent. He's got a plan. And so, you know, to some media members, this is arrogance and they don't like it. I see smart, intelligent. I look at the fact for 2 years they led the league in wins. At the same time, they built the number one farm. I mean, that's something to be proud of, and it's still paying off, by the way, in Baltimore. So I'm a believer in Elias. I wish they'd talk more and be a little more transparent at times, because I think here's Steve the homer speaking, but I think he's going to get that team back to the top.
So you mean eliminating the 13-game plan and raising ticket prices, the timing was bad in the middle of the worst season they've had in 4 years? Steve Molesky, what's going on in your world here with Substack and beyond?
Well, you know, Bob, I'm enjoying it. And I think you can see as soon as the season ends and the disappointment and the speculation starts, readership picks up. So that's good for guys like me. Steve on baseball.substack.com. That's my website. I have constant material. I'm writing about it. Palmer, who's a right-handed pitcher in the organization tomorrow, but not that one, not the one you're thinking of. He doesn't have any innings left, I don't think. I wish he did. But there's another one. And I have a podcast today out where Matt Weirich of the Baltimore Sun and I really got in-depth on this winter for the Orioles, and that's out there now. So Steve on baseball.substack.com.
Steve, have a great weekend, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. See you soon. Thanks.
Steve Molesky, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you. Take some phone calls. Portet 583-1057. Get back to Mike Elias. Ryan, you talked to Ian Eagle, who's on the call for the Ravens this weekend against the Houston Texans. That's 1 o'clock kickoff. Ravens are decimated on both sides of the ball. Injury-wise, we'll get into all of that and more. Maryland tomorrow against Washington. Terps getting 6.5. What does Ryan think about that? For the record, I picked Maryland. Yeah, I'm a homer. Nolan picked Washington because he's not. He hates all things Baltimore.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.